new topic is picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan, the other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is August 27th, 2017, and this is episode 14, Jake and Amir. I'm Jared.
And I am Justin.
Oh, sheesh, y'all. Twas a fan cram showdown.
Cows and I give it to men.
No.
I'm sorry, son. Are you afraid of milk? Should I
look,
hide the
listen
milk?
Up, everybody.
Welcome back, Jared.
Welcome back. We're doing something new. We're going to jump right into the fan cream showdown.
Jumping right into it.
Yes, my question. All right. What was the one YouTube video Amir had on his channel? Open question.
Oh, jeez. The one YouTube video that Amir had on his channel.
Right. It was one of the March Madness videos, and he mentions that he wants to be famous on YouTube.
Right.
And then Jake says, you have one video on your YouTube channel, and this is what it was.
I do not remember that. is this a short answer?
The short answer,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Trust me, I did watch these episodes.
I know. You really crammed for it.
I do not remember what it was. I'll say it's a food review of something. Final answer.
Oh, you're close, but not close enough. It was a video of him, an hour of him psyching himself up to eat a ghost chili, and he fainted halfway through.
Damn it. So close.
You know, they actually made that video. You can watch it on his YouTube channel. All right, starting it off good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we had 101 episodes to go through, so
yeah,
this is really rough.
Watched every single one of them. All right. During the couples therapy sketch, Amir buys Jake what he believes is his favorite movie. What was that movie? And I have multiple choice, unless you know it.
I do, but go ahead.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
Multiple choices are A, The Notebook, B, Love Actually, C, Pride and the Prejudice, or D, Atonement.
Pride and Prejudice, but Jake didn't know that it was made into a movie. Oh, final answer.
That is very correct, sir.
By the way, you don't understand. Like, I watch these videos religiously, so
yeah, I feel like
hopefully I won't fail myself on this.
I feel like you're gonna do very well. Oh, also, I need to update the scoreboard.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot to start that. All right, what's our score?
Yeah. It's 1-0 me.
That's correct. All right. Bam.
I do have some multiple choice, so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's what I need. That's what I need
but
coming
this one,
at me.
This next one isn't, but you should be able to get
Damn
it, hopefully.
It. All right.
In March Madness Part 6, what was Amir's write-in? Open answer.
Mickey Mouse. Final answer.
Correct. The tricky mousy bitch.
No, I did not remember which part that was in. I just remember him writing in Mickey Mouse. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Glorious.
All right. So, of Ben Schwartz's multiple characters who were hired by Amir, which one was actually paid on screen? Was it the dating coach, the painter, the private eye, or the couple's therapist?
Private, a painter, final answer.
God damn, you're correct.
Because it was the shortest episode they ever put up. you realize, okay, a little pause here. Mm-hmm. So these were a once-a-week episode when the series was actually active. And so people waited an entire week to see at least like 5 minutes of a sketch. And they put up like 30 seconds of him just getting paid. And I'm like, I think a lot of people were angry about it, but it went with the joke. So, all right. This is a multiple choice. So here you go.
Mm-hmm.
In March Madness Part 6 again, what year did Amir know so much about? 2003, 4, 5, or 6?
That would be 2003, final answer.
Correct. All right, no more softball questions.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, True or false, in the double date sketch, Murph said he could shit, shower, and shave in less than 60 seconds.
Is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay. Shit, shower, and shave.
In less than 60 seconds. True or false?
That's true. Final answer.
You're correct. He says he could do it in 30 seconds.
All right. That was a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. Not the first tricky one I have, sir.
No, I want to hear it. Okay. I actually counted these. How many times is Mickey's name mentioned throughout all the episodes in the playlist? Is it greater, lower, or equal to 150 times?
Like, his name is entirely mentioned, like, in every sketch? You counted each one?
In every sketch that is in the playlist, it's not only Amir saying it, but Jake saying it, or anybody else. Like, whenever his name is mentioned, it's counted. Greater, lower, or equal to 150.
I feel like it would be greater, but, I mean, you counted all of them. So, I'm going to say greater than... Final answer.
You're correct. 174 times was his name mentioned.
Damn. And he turned out to be Ed Helms. How about that?
Yeah. Come on, Mickey. That was a big reveal, because they never had shown him until then.
Yeah. Which state, this is multiple choice, which state do Jake and Amir not stop at on their cross-country road trip? Arizona, Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas?
You said Arizona, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Texas?
Yes.
They stop there. I know they stop there. I'm going to say Mississippi, final answer.
You are correct, sir. They did not stop in Mississippi. Yes.
All right. Jake was pledging the frat, whose initials were YYY. What did those initials represent? Open answer.
God damn. I don't remember.
It's the same word over and over again. So if you get it once, you can get it all three times.
U, final answer? I don't remember.
Incorrect. Upsilon.
Oh, damn. Yeah, no, I don't remember that. I remember the YYY.
Yeah.
I don't remember, because he got the brand on his arm.
Yeah.
Don't remember what it stood for.
Insecure Jake is my favorite.
All right. Well, let me throw you an Insecure Jake one, because okay. I've got one, too. When Jake is being a little too insecure and gets earrings, he also mentions that he's going to get some tattoos. How many spider-related tattoos did he plan on getting?
Is it open answer?
Yeah, open.
How many spider tats, you're saying?
Yep, spider-related tattoos.
I'm going to say two, final answer.
That's incorrect, sir.
Oh, shit.
It was three. It was a spider web on each elbow.
Elbow.
And then...
That's what I was pointing to my elbows, because I knew.
And then a spider on his stomach, or somewhere right there. I can't remember where.
I don't know. That might be a break of the number rule, but I'll allow it.
That, no, you gave me a very specific number one like two episodes ago, so that's why I gave you this one.
All right. We'll have to check the rules, but I think it'll be okay. Okay. The character Dubes changed his name a lot in order to avoid being made fun of by Amir. Mm-hmm. What was his original name in full? Open answer.
His original name?
Yeah, his original name before he changed it at any time. Like, it was the first name he gave. His
Yeah.
Is born with name.
Is it? I know penis is in all of them. I think. Was it penis anal Dublinye? Final answer.
No.
Damn it.
You're close, though. You had two of the three. It was penis Anthony Dublinye. Oh. I wish I could just be penis anal. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't get that one. That was like, I was hoping. I don't know. I just really like that question. During Double Date, part one.
Oh, wait.
Oh, it's
no,
mine?
No, it was my turn.
It's your... Oh,
what
sorry.
Are you doing?
Sorry, I get my thingy. I don't know.
In the Mickey sketch, Amir orders a pro wrestling action figure off of eBay for around $600. What wrestler was the action figure of? Was it A, The Undertaker, B, Macho Man Randy Savage, C, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, or D, Hulk Hogan?
Undertaker, Macho Man. What was the third one?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And then Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to say, I don't remember exactly. I think I'm going to say Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Final answer.
You are absolutely correct, sir. Yes. That's exactly who it was.
I just could not picture, because I've seen it a bunch of times. I couldn't see that it was any one of those. So, all right. There's my question I was going to ask, but not that one, but during the Double Date Part 1 episode, Amir offers two wines for Murph to choose from, a 95 Retrati and a 92 Sterling. What type of wine were these? This is a multiple choice. Okay. Riesling, Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc, or Moscato?
I'm going to go with Pinot Grigio, final answer.
Correct. Got drunk on the Grige.
Oh. All right.
By the way, I'm just going to be saying lines from the show throughout
this episode.
That's fine.
All right. Next question, sir. When Amir starts to read Jake's bad tweets, Jake decides to just delete his account despite having how many followers? Greater than, less than, or equal to 25,000?
I'm going to say less than final answer.
That's correct.
Was it 23?
I can't remember. I think it was 19 something. I forgot to write down.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, your score was just 5, correct? Now you're 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes.
Yes, okay. Two,
three, and you're 3. Are you 4? Did you get 4?
I'm 4.
Oh, yeah, 4. I missed a check. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
During both Table Read episodes, Amir calls Emily by different names. Mm-hmm. Which one of these names did he not call her by?
Okay, go.
Julia, Pussy Sandwich, Moira Cunt, or Samantha?
Samantha. Final answer.
Correct. Daryl McMexican.
Oh no! That whole scene was that part was great. I loved the
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Never mind.
Yes,
I keep going.
Jeez, now you're off.
Now I'm off. What is the name of Amir's cousin that he refers to throughout the series? Was it Leroy, Leron, Ronald, or Eugene?
Leron, final answer.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah, he actually, aside from the 101 episodes I gave you, he actually does make an appearance a lot.
Oh, he does?
Well, I mean, not a lot, but he is a recurring character. And, okay, my question. In Private Eye Part 1, the Private Eye eats... Ben Schwartz's character eats M&Ms for his medication.
Yes.
He thinks one of the M stands for medicine. What does he think the other M stands for? Open answer.
God damn it. Don't remember. I don't remember. Medicine. I don't remember. Final answer. Can't.
Incorrect. No. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, God damn it. I remember that now.
You should watch. Did you ever watch any of the outtakes? Because there are some of the episodes have outtakes on them, and that one was. You can see in some of the episodes where they were notoriously bad for like laughing during the episodes. Mm-hmm. And so there was some really good camera and video editing done on the behind the scenes part to cut out that, but you can see Amir laughing when he's saying that, and they just had to like, because he's every time he said it, like they had to like, you know, redo the scene. Yeah. All right, your question. We're almost done.
I know.
Gosh,
lightning round. All right. Which of these characters were not one of Ben Schwartz's characters?
Okay.
The HR guy, the pizza delivery guy, the real estate agent, or the mountain hiker?
Pizza delivery, final answer.
That's correct.
Hey, yo.
Let's
see, let me give a really good one for your last one.
My last one's really good.
Okay.
You're not going to get my last one.
You think?
I think.
In Interrogator Part 1, Amir mentions how many shits he takes. Oh, no, Amir mentions that he takes... Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me reread it.
Okay.
In Interrogator Part 1, Amir mentions that he takes 30 shits in a day. Is this true or false?
False. I think at first he mentions he takes 60 shits a day. Final answer.
Did you say false?
Yes.
That's correct, but it was 40.
40, okay. I remember it being more than that.
Yeah. That's way too many.
Take one a week.
Then he says that's way too many.
All right, sir. Last question. This is a true or false, but it's tricky. Watch my wording. The Dubes claims that Amir's father had ridiculously thin legs of about 30 centimeters in circumference of just blood and skin. True or false?
Give me that one more time.
Did I say 3 or 30?
30.
I meant to say 3. I'm sorry. That C looked like a zero next to my thing. The Dubes claims that Amir's father had ridiculously thin legs of about 3 centimeters in circumference of just blood and skin.
Oh, 3 centimeters. Nightmares. I think the thing that's tricking me up is the circumference. You said 3 centimeters in circumference?
Yes.
False. Final answer.
You're correct. It was 3 centimeters in diameter.
That's what I thought was sketchy. What was that wording? Circumference. Like, doesn't make any... I didn't remember him saying that, so...
Damn, so you awesome. Only missed one question.
Damn it, I am a super fan of Jake and Amir.
Damn it.
I have extra questions.
Okay, go. I don't have any.
Okay. I'm glad we didn't have any crossover, I don't think.
I mean, there was 101 episodes. I doubted that we were going to have crossover.
Okay. In Rap Teacher, mm-hmm. What is the first rule of freestyling? Open answer.
Keep moving? I don't remember.
No. To relax.
Oh, to relax. Oh.
You guys like this the whole time?
No.
All right. From the from the freestyle raps they did, they mentioned that when an aardvark come, it tastes like what? Open answer.
Damn it. I know it was cold.
It was cold, but what does it taste
I
like?
I don't remember what it tastes like. Pineapple juice.
No, it tastes like snow.
Oh, it tastes like snow, because it's cold. God damn it.
It's cold. It's coldest that you know. When the aardvark comes, it tastes like snow.
Damn it.
How many times... I might just do a second viewing of another 101 episodes of Jake and Amir for...
Well, there's what? Like almost 700 of them, I think?
Yeah, it's like... It's crazy.
God damn.
Actually, I wrote a question but didn't write the answer down because I never went back. It was a number question.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. I won't say
okay.
It was going to be how many times did Jake ask for a beat over all the Rap Teacher episodes, and I forgot to go back and count them. In Rap Teacher Part 3, Jake stole what item? Open answer.
Part 3 stole... Oh, it was a ring, a diamond ring.
You robbed a fiance.
Yes.
Which is so fucking random. In the episode Tipping, when reciting the alphabet, what letter does Amir start on?
I don't remember that.
Q is the... He's just saying the alphabet, mm-hmm. and is like, yeah, I would be impressed if you didn't start on the letter Q. Why was Amir Murph's butler in the Double Date episodes? This is an open answer.
Because his father... was his father's butler, and he left, so he was filling the part of the blood debt or something like that. A life debt.
It was close. Mm-hmm. I think I may have... Well, it's his dad made a suicide pact with Murph's dad, mm-hmm. and chickened out and moved, mm-hmm. and then he's now paying his dad's life debt.
Okay.
In the episode Road Trip Part 3, Amir challenges Jake to pick a playing card and says that he would be able to find it in 2 seconds. What card does Jake pick? The Jack of Hearts, Ace of Spades, Four of Clubs, or Ten of Diamonds?
Ace of Spades.
Correct. I'm glad I didn't pick that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, let me see. I have a couple more. Yeah, last one. An interrogator... Oh, no, I already picked that one. Nope, that's all my questions.
Oh, that's all your questions.
Yes. So, how did you like this?
So, I feel like this was a meme that just went right past me. I feel like I missed out on this. Like, even watching it, I was just like, man, I wish I was watching this in 2011 or whenever, you know, this was coming out. Because even, like, so watching all the way up until the finale and then just, like, them having their, like, you know, sad moments of looking back and everything and all like that, I was just like, man... I feel bad because I missed out on this.
Yeah, it was actually there. If you when you watch through, I put two. I tried to keep them in the because they were very much one offs.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they had episodic, and usually whenever they had Ben Schwartz, they always did it a two parter. Middle Ditch was usually just a one time thing, but he was a recurring character. There were so many good. Reoccurring bits they would do. One was Amir would always bring up this weird scroll and just do like a top 10 of like some really random stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Fox was a reoccurring character. What's Ashley Williams from I think from Girls on HBO. She came on a couple times. So they had a lot of like good episodes and things that I just wish I would fit in there. But I picked the top 101 that I really liked,
mm-hmm.
that I think would have made for a good viewing. But the road trip actually was, I think it was slated to that, they were going to end on that.
Really?
Yeah, like the whole, you know, because the whole ending and, you know, him opening up his bag of odds and ends, which was spelled incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, I looked back at that one. I think they cut it because it was supposed to be the last episode. The last clip of that is Jake looking at the bag of odds and ends, and then flashbacking to a lot of old, like the old episodes.
Right.
And did you remember seeing that? Because I remember looking at it.
No, I saw that.
I think they.
Yeah.
Oh, they saw that part.
Yeah,
okay.
That was in there.
Okay. But that was I think supposed to be their last episode. But then I think they stayed on and kept doing more. And then the final, you know, final pitch, last bunch of episodes were with the actual one. Mm-hmm. And then I put the one at the end because after they left, by the way, if you really love Jake and Amir, they actually have their own podcast called If I Were You, and it's fucking hilarious. And actually, they have their own podcast network called HeadGum. But then they came back and when Donald Trump was running for president, and they did like a one-off episode to kind of bring it back, and with Amir being a Donald Trump supporter.
Of course.
Which fits his character, but it's kind of actually a little infuriating now watching the episode because, you know, they were lampooning him, mm-hmm. but they never, like, no one would have thought that he would have been president, but alas, here we are.
Alas, here we are.
2017.
Alas.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you liked it. I wasn't sure how it would go if it was your type of humor, but I think I picked correctly.
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed it. I feel like I enjoyed the guest episodes more, though. I feel like I got more out of those. The Ben Schwartz ones were probably my favorite things ever. I loved those. Yeah. I loved the whole thing of just like ending it with like, yeah, no, these are all of his roommates and there's like 15 of them. They're yeah. definitely not the same person. I loved that. The milkman sketch is probably one of my favorite things. Him coming over with that expired milk and dumping it on Amir's face was probably one of the, like, the most disturbing things I've watched recently.
Yeah. And then, well, did you saw the second one where, oh no, yeah, where he's like sucking the shit out of his
yes, intestines yes.
with his straw.
No.
But he's not spitting it out. He's just swallowing it. Yeah. That was the level of humor that you got kind of on a weekly basis. So, but actually, to kind of do some high level stuff. So we did a different thing for this episode. Mm-hmm. To try to get some more after show stuff pulled into this episode. So we're going to jump now right into the fan cram instead of kind of doing a little bit of, well, you noticed that we were kind of splitting information between the beginning, the opener and the ender. So well, yeah, that's why we did a little differently this week.
A little bit differently.
And if everything works out, there would have been a Milkman remix at the opening of this show.
And there will be.
Yeah. So, so they now do, they do a weekly clip show. So if you actually missed, you know, wanted to see more Jake and Amir currently mm-hmm. on HeadGum, their YouTube page, they actually still do like a 3 or 4 minute, same thing as this, but it's now in their new office. Mm-hmm. And they do something called, Jeffrey the Dumbass. It's like an intern at their office, and he just essentially he's the new Amir,
right?
And they kind of switch off who's the idiot for the week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny. It kind of reminds you of their old Jake and Amir days. But yeah, any episode you didn't or like series of episodes you didn't like in this in this lineup?
Anything I didn't like? I feel like there were some sketches. I can't remember specifics, but it was just like, like the joke just wasn't hitting for me, and so I just hit skip. And I can't remember.
You hit skip on a fan cram showdown?
I think I did on a couple, because some of them it wasn't clicking with me.
I can't remember them.
I should have wrote them down, but it was usually yeah. just some of like the just them sitting at their desks thing. And it was just, it would just like go on, and I'd feel like it never end, so I would just skip it. Yeah. I can't remember specifics though, but there was very few of those. I think there was more hits than there were misses for me.
Yeah, they were a lot of people made jokes about the fact that it's the same formula mm-hmm. over and over again.
Yeah,
it's Amir being an idiot and Jake just being the straight man, you know, making fun of him.
Well, they switched that up a little bit.
They did. I think even within that formula, they were able to make like gradations of like that type of humor. And really, I think I saw it as them developing Amir's like dumbass character. Mm-hmm. And like you I mean, surprisingly, you got a kind of mishmash of 101 episodes, but if you actually watched this all the way through, or at least watched like a big chunks of it in order when they were put out, it had a strange continuity to it.
Mm-hmm.
That what always kind of came up, and they kind of wrote off like why Amir is never just fired from his job.
Right.
I don't know if it was one of the episodes I put in there, but there's one called Opposite Day where Jake tricks Amir into essentially showing his dick off to the whole the office.
No,
and his boss walks by and says, it's like, Amir, what are you doing? You can't do that. You're fired. And he's like, well, you know, joke's on you because it's opposite day. And his boss is like, damn it, you're right. And he walks away and doesn't fire him. He goes, you just said that I'm hired. But there was an earlier episode where Amir's rich brother essentially pays College Humor to keep him on staff and never fire him. And so that's how they wrote it off, that he never gets fired. But there's like weird continuity, like with the Dube stuff and with the dating coach. I mean, there is some sort of like thought process put in all that. The fact that Amir eats chicken nuggets. That was a joke that was more so in the earlier episodes, that he just all he ate was chicken nuggets.
Right.
He still does, but he's also, his hygiene is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
The episodes where he shits his pants, khaki pants that he shit in, like, make a comeback.
Yes.
In multiple episodes. Mm-hmm. That's why I try to put in there with those in the, what's his face? The guy who eats his own shit.
Will?
Will. Like that whole, like, and then, Mike Fink, who Amir thinks is Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
You know, like that kind of stuff, it just gets me every time. So, I don't know. This is my type of humor. Like, if you watch it multiple times, you just like pick up on new things. Like, they're a hilarious comedy duo.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, their podcast is really good because they really just kind of riff off each other, and then you just do like improv bits all the time.
Yeah.
So, I highly recommend it.
Interesting. I'm interested in listening to their podcast. Have they been in anything other than College Humor stuff?
Amir was in the second the White Castle movies.
Oh, okay.
He made an appearance in there. I'm not sure if he's been in another movie. They did do their own movie with College Humor, but Jake, I don't think he's just done some writing things.
Mm-hmm.
But really, just kind of their own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch any College Humor video, you might see them in there because they did those kind of sketch videos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think they did a series it was on Vimeo called Lonely and Horny, which actually was based off of one episode they did where Amir did like a blind date with this girl that he met on like a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually like partly depressing, but it's also kind of true to just Amir in his character. Essentially he goes to a date and he makes fun of this girl, like he kind of like rags on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I'll pay you like $5,000 to leave right now, no questions asked. But if you stick around, like, you know, I do this to see if who's here to stick around for the long haul. And in the middle of him saying that, she takes the money and just walks out. And he's like, no one ever doesn't take the money. So, like, you know, it's just, you know, it's that character, but in a different, the main character, Ruby, is not so much like Amir. He's not like a complete loser, but he's just kind of a guy who's just very desperate and needy.
Mm-hmm.
And just wants to, you know, date and have sex and all that stuff. So, but he sucks at it.
And that was on, what is that on? That you said that was on Vimeo?
Vimeo, yeah. So it's a lot higher production value. So they got some money to do it. And Jake makes an appearance. He's he's a dating coach in the series.
Hmm.
They have some episodes up on YouTube. I think Melissa Van, she was in the Dubes episode where they were watching the movie.
The girlfriend who was there.
Yeah, Van Trout. I don't remember her name.
She looked familiar to me.
Yeah, she's been in I think AT&T commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about, or anything you noticed in the episode? Because we're gonna jump into some band stuff.
No, I don't think there's anything specific that I wanted to bring up. Other than I enjoyed it, and I do wish I got in on the wave like when it was happening. You know, I feel like there's a lot of that on the internet nowadays, though, because there's so much content out there. There's right. stuff that you can just entirely miss, and then there's this whole little subculture around it. It's got this whole little cult following that you don't even know exists. And I wish I could be a part of all of it, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, and that's actually, you and I have something like that, or at least I do, mm-hmm. with something you like. Well, you've been trying to get me to watch Red Letter Media forever.
I have.
And I just haven't been able to sit down and
because
actually
because they're fantastic. Watch it.
I'm watching too many Jake and Amir episodes over and over again. But yeah, that's something that I still want to watch. And but yeah, like you said, there's so much awesome stuff on the internet that you can't possibly get it all.
I know. It's too much to consume. Your head will explode.
Yeah. So I'm going to do some quick community stuff. This stuff is normally what we reserve for after show, but we figured if we kind of scrunch in our opening time mm-hmm. with the showdown, we can fit this in because it's some really good stuff that we want people to look at. So one thing that is, because they have like 700, 800 episodes, it's really hard to find a specific joke that they said.
Oh,
I mean, a lot of people just wanted to know, like, I want to know like when or how many times like Amir said, "Oh, sheesh, y'all, 'twas a dream," which is what I put at the top of the show.
Is this literally, you just type in the phrase and it will find the episode.
Yeah. The Jake and Amir community, the fan community,
Jesus.
Put this together where you can search any word and it, all the episodes have been typed out and you can search it by episode. And so if you want to like look at how many times, you know, Mickey was said or whatever, this is great. Every time I'd remember an episode like throughout the day, and I'm like, "Oh man, what episode was that? I want to watch it again." And so I just type in a word, and it'll pop up. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, it's a really cool website.
So give me a phrase. Yeah. I don't.
As we type in "as we speech," that's a line that Amir says.
As we speech. So we've got six. Options.
Oh man, fish scroll.
This is,
yeah, all the scroll episodes.
So I'm assuming like each episode has been like transcribed,
yes,
for them to do this.
Yeah, and you actually can look at the transcription.
Wow.
And the only problem is that it doesn't really do it by phrase, but if you type in like a specific word that he says,
mm-hmm.
You can kind of jostle it. So if you type in "as we speech," I clicked on an episode, and every time it has the word "we" or "as," you know, it'll pick it up. But later down the episode, it'll actually have the whole phrase. So, but it's a good way to kind of get you into close enough to the episode you're trying to find. But it's a really cool thing that the community did.
That is really awesome. And this is called, so the website is just scripts.jakeandamir.com.
Scripts.jakeandamir.com. If you actually just Google search scripts Jake and Amir or script Jake and Amir, it'll be like the first one that pops up.
Wow.
A very cool thing if you want to find an old episode. So one of the things that the Jake and Amir show is really, really well known for is a lot of the dumb shit that Amir says, or like just the phrases they use over and over again,
mm-hmm.
that are so off the wall that kind of, even like if you watch it over and again, they kind of make it into your everyday vernacular. Like they didn't even get on a kick. Like, so when Amir and Jake and Amir were say ass to each other a bunch,
mm-hmm.
or I just put it, there's a couple Reddit threads where it's like, this one is called "What words or phrases have Jake and Amir incorporated into your everyday vocabulary?" And so, like, the word "coy" is used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
"Gank" is another one. Let me read this one. Diva Roach. It's something that Amir says. "Dickling." If you want to watch any Jake and Amir episode, roll through this, you see that a bunch of
"What's Gucci?"
"What's Gucci?" "Nuck and Futs." Mickey. If you have a friend named Mickey and you're Jake and Amir friend and you're not utilizing the Mickey my friend, then you're doing it wrong. I 69 my dad at a rave. did I put any of those in there?
I think there was something about a rave in one of them.
Whenever it's one of Jake's line when he gets insecure, mm-hmm. like he just randomly, he's like, one, he said like he fingered a cat. I butt fucked my brother at a booze cruise.
He kissed his cousin at something. I remember that
at
one.
At a Dave. I kissed my cousin at a Dave. I kissed my cousin at Crimson on a Tuesday.
That's what it was.
gosh, Henry, bad me, nah, bad you was a one that popped up a lot. Long story short, a lot of it's like common phrases, but they change one word, mm-hmm. or a lot of it is like rhyming things. I really like to do that with a lot of their jokes. Correct a Nundo. That wasn't an episode. I got you. So you can just go through this and bitchly is another one.
Excuse.
There was an episode. It was where Amir was dressed up as a brownie scout,
mm-hmm.
and he made up his own merit badges, and one merit badge said most bitchly. It's like, it's a badge to remind me not to be such a bitchly. And he gives money to the foundation of not giving a shit. Okay. This really is just me just throwing off like inside jokes that you may or may not have heard.
I've heard some of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You just need to watch more Jake and Amir, man.
I should.
We'll go to the next one. So they do have a store. So all these awesome phrases at Busted Tees.
You can get on a shirt.
You can get on a shirt. So you can get Seize the Cheese, which actually is a phrase from their podcast. Oh, Sheesh Y'all, Twas a Dream is on there. For the Wolf was a really old phrase that Amir used to say.
Oh, boy.
There was one. Oh, isn't it on here? It was one that says, it was a line from Jake called, it said, you got to learn how to be funny. These like coworkers are like lament or mourning like the one of their friends got in a car accident, and he's just in the group like trying to sell one of his shirts. He's like, "Yo, man, y'all gotta learn how to be funny." And it's like, "Dude, our friend just got in a really bad car accident." He's like, "Did he learn? Need to learn how to be funny?" Anyway, I butchered that joke. Anyway, hashtag dope is one from the podcast. So. I didn't even put any Ace and Jocelyn episodes. Amir used to have these alter egos, Ace and Jocelyn, who were astronaut accountants from space.
Really?
And it was just, yeah. And obviously Jake did not want to go along with it at all. So yeah, get yourself some... I'm really just promoting Jake and Amir's
store. You are. Store. Shamelessly plugging Jake and Amir's store.
Hey, but I got another Redbubble link. So you can get more Jake and Amir stuff that fans have made. I spent a bad amount of money. That's another one.
You spent a bad amount of money? Or like that's a shirt?
A line is that... Amir is I spent a bad amount of money on this. What's a bad amount of money? Oh, it's like the worst amount. All right. This is me fanboying all over this. I don't think I've been this fanboy on something than... And anything
well,
we
it's
want.
Just it's your biggest fan thing. So
I am. I mean, they actually came to Atlanta a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
They do a live. They do live shows. So yeah. Oh, we're gonna. I guess we can end on this one. So our opening theme song
mm-hmm.
is by a guy named Stoney. During their run of Jake and Amir, he would take their episodes and remix them. And he did a whole bunch of them. The one we did was Milkman, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But he did another one for Mickey. He did another one called Hi. It was based off of the rap teacher episode. But I put his YouTube link in there. But if you go, YouTube Steph Comedy, you'll see all his videos. He has other pages that you can search for as well on that. But Stony Steph's Comedy on YouTube. The guy's a fucking genius. He was kind enough. I asked him if I could use one of his... we were doing a Jake and Amir episode. Mm-hmm. He was kind enough to say that we could use one of his songs. So that's why we're able to use it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Stoney. We give you a shout-out in the description, most likely.
Below.
And yeah, below. And I'll tweet it out, too. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything else you want to add?
What are we watching next week, sir?
Oh, damn, yes. So, I was debating this, but... Jake and Amir was one of my big things I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing a web series, but me and my wife got really into this show and we watched it religiously. And it's one that I've, just like Jake and Amir, I've watched over and over again because I love it. It's a guilty pleasure, but we're going to watch season one of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Our first sitcom.
Sitcom, yes.
Oh.
Now, a lot of people didn't like the ending, but we're not going to go that far. We're going to watch the first season.
How many episodes are in season one?
I believe it's 22, and the episodes are only like 23 minutes long, so it's not undoable. It's on Netflix streaming right now.
Okay.
So strap in.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Some Barney. With some Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, some Ted Mosby and Marshall. And Robin, okay. And Robin Scherbatsky.
NPH is the only one I know.
Yeah, well, he rocks in that show. I wish I could show you season two, but I want you to have the context so that you'll know what's going on. So,
well, I look forward to it. And I think we should start wrapping it up, sir.
Yep. Do it.
You can follow us on Twitter if you'd like. You can follow the show at Fangram Show, and you can follow me at Justin_TheScott. You can follow Jared at
Tokidoki Tensai, TokiDokiTensai, Tokidoki Tensai. And you can email us if you want to suggest any future shows we should do or tell us that we're doing it all wrong at fancramshowdown@gmail.com.
And if you're wanting to listen to us on iTunes, you can go to bit.ly/fancram. That'll take you right to our iTunes page, where while you're there, you can also give us a nice rating. If it's a little nice review, we'll read your review, no matter what it says, in, you know, asterisks.
Yes, we reserve the right to not read your review.
If you'd like to watch the show and look at our lovely faces, you can go to bit.ly/fancramlive. That will take you to the YouTube channel for the page. Eventually, we're talking about live streaming the show. I think we're waiting on the Discord video thing to go live so we can get a better video and audio quality than Skype has. So we'll see about that. Just throwing that out there. And yeah, so we'll see you all next week with How I Met Your Mother Season 1.
Yes, now we must go watch Game of Thrones!
On Rick and Morty!
Yeah, that too.
Alright, thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you next week.
No! I'm sorry, son. Are you afraid of milk? Should I
look,
hide the
listen
milk?
Up, everybody! This is the guy that sucked my dick! Listen up, everybody! This is the guy that sucked my dick! Sucked my dick!
Milk, man, please! Milk, man, please! A glass of your least expired milk!
Absolutely, I have July 13th!
That's good!
1991!
Even better!
Listen up, everybody! This is the